If you would turn in the scriptures to Titus in chapter 2 for our scripture reading this evening. Titus chapter 2, we'll read verses 1 through 15. Titus chapter 2, verses 1 through 15. And beginning in verse 1, these are the words of God. But as for you, speak the things which are proper for sound doctrine, that the older men may be sober, reverent, temperate, sound in faith, in love and patience, the older women likewise, that they be reverent in behavior, not slanderers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they admonish the young women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, homemakers, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be blasphemed. Likewise, exhort the young men to be sober-minded, in all things showing yourself to be a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing integrity, reverence, incorruptibility, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that one who is an opponent may be ashamed, having nothing evil to say of you. Exhort bondservants to be obedient to their own masters, to be well-pleasing in all things, not answering back, not pilfering, but showing all good fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine of God our Savior in all things. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works. Speak these things, exhort, and rebuke with all authority. Let no one despise you. Those are God's words. What was Titus's duty? The duty of a pastor and of an elder. He was to, it says in the very first verse, speak sound doctrine. Speak it to all sorts of people for what they need to hear from the Word, for older men, for older women, young men, and servants, as we would say today, for workers who are working under their bosses. All that is through verse 10. And why is this to be done? Because verse 11, the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, for all types of people, so that we may live godly lives in Christ Jesus. Christ died so that he would redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, holy people, zealous for good works. And it gives us a one verse that we can speak against very easily against the Jehovah's Witnesses, that they mistakenly did not take away from God's word when they made their own false word. In verse 13, it says, the appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. And they try to take out all references that Jesus is the God. That is God, not a God, but God. And they left that one in. But as pastors and elders, we are to, like verse 1, speak these things, exhort, and rebuke with all authority, because it's God's authority that by which we speak it. That means then that you as God's people with discernment must hear and receive these things because it comes from the authority of God himself. When we are in the worship of God and the word comes from this place, and then you are to receive it with discernment, but as it comes with all authority from God himself. Let's pray to the Lord. Our gracious Father, how blessed we are to have you as our God, that you have called us to submit unto you in all things. And you give us that picture, as we kind of allude to in this passage, or it is kind of alluded to in this passage, of marriage for the young women, as they were spoken of, and the submission that they are to give, women or wives are to give to their husbands, that shows forth this imaging of Christ and the church, that the church in all things is to submit to Christ. And Father, in all things, the husbands are to submit to Christ. We're thankful that as we go to Ephesians or other places, that we are called to love our wives as Christ loved the church, or wives being to submit to their husbands as to the Lord. Children, obey their parents as to the Lord. Even the slaves or servants, bond servants, as our passage talks about, and masters, as to the Lord. Father, we're asking that you would help us to see that part, that just as we are to do that to you and submit in all things to you, we ask that we would be submissive to those other relationships that we have been placed in by your great providence and sovereign decree and plan. And Father, we also pray that in those relationships we would be exalting you in all things. And we often fail in this with our spouses, with our children, with parents, and with our bosses, and as workers, and those who may work under us. Father, we ask for your help, that you would sanctify us and make us holy servants of you in all things. And Father, we're thankful for the congregation that you have given to us, that you've seen fit to have people to come and want, desire to join our congregation. We are thankful that you are answering our prayers, that we have prayed for families, and you are providing families for us. And we ask that they would soon be received into our fellowship, and that communion that we have with one another, that closer one as members of your church and this congregation. And Father, we ask for your favor, that you would continue to grow us. We don't plead for this because we want to be bigger. We plead for it so that we would be able to minister the gospel to more people by more resources, and then thus being able to be able to afford those things to hand out, and being able to have more people to organize better, to go out and talk to the neighbors around here in Grandview. We pray that you'll make that and bring that about soon. And Father, we pray that you'll give us a heart for evangelism, to tell people the gospel of Jesus Christ, just simply, nothing complex, and that we would call them to repentance and coming to your Son and faith by your Spirit. Father, further, we pray this week as the session of our congregation meets with the session of the Shawnee Church, that you will bless us in that meeting. Bless your elders of this congregation and give us wisdom of the future plans of our congregation. We pray that our plans would be received well, and that the Shawnee session and the congregation that desires to help us to serve your kingdom by helping us, we ask that they would be perhaps agree, if that be your will, with us, that they would be willing to help and serve us in the ways we believe we need help, and where we believe there needs to be service to your church here, that we are unable perhaps to do of ourselves. And then, Father, we ask for your blessing upon Dina and Jeannie, and that you would heal their bodies. We ask that you would continue healing Chuck's ear. We're thankful again as you have healed it almost fully, if not fully already. And Father, we pray that you would watch over us, care for us. As we've heard this evening, that elders, pastors are to speak sound doctrine. We pray that you would enable us to do that by your Spirit, that you would not allow us to turn to the left or to the right. As we read through the scriptures, we see that many times the leaders of your church, the priests or the kings or the prophets, whoever they were, they led. There's many who led people astray. We pray that that would not happen here. We're thankful for that, for the many, many years of this congregation's history that you've kept us from great error. And you've continued to move us toward sanctification and clearer doctrine of what your word states. And we ask for continued sanctification in the area of sound doctrine, that it would produce in all of us godliness and holiness and righteousness, and that you would clothe us with your blessing and mercy and grace. Father, we also pray for our spiritual hearts, our souls, our lives, that you would comfort us where we need comfort, strengthen our bodies and souls, and that you would uplift us and turn us from our sin and turn us unto you. We plead for your grace and mercy. We cannot attain these things or any good thing by ourselves. We ask for your goodness to be upon us, as you are the God who is all good, even by your Holy Spirit. And Father, help us in our worship as we continue doing so now. That we would praise your name, and that we would seek you through your word, and that you would teach us the truth, and that we would put it in our hearts by your Spirit, and store it up in our lives, and live it out. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.